A Lenten Devotional for Thursday, March 7th, 2019, by Gary Glasser, Vice President, Student Association. The scripture reading is from Deuteronomy 7, verses 6 through 11. It is really miraculous to be considered a treasured possession by the Lord our God, is it not? Just let that thought rest with you for a few moments. We are his people, his prized possessions, and not because of anything we do to deserve it, but just by believing in him and loving him. And not because we are many, not because we are the best, not because we are the biggest. In fact, we are the least of all peoples. I witnessed the Lord's work with his treasured possessions when I was in India on a mission trip. In this area, almost all the women work on giant tea plantations, picking tea leaves in the hot, relentless sun. They constantly have to bend over to pick the tiny tea leaves and put them in a burlap sack they drag behind them. At the end of every day, their bags are weighed, and if they haven't met their quota, they don't get paid, but the tea leaves are kept by the owners. One night, I attended a Bible study led by two women in a hut that wasn't tall enough for anyone over 5'10 to stand up straight in. That night, two more women attended for the first time. They'd slipped out of the surrounding forest into the hut with several candles serving as a beacon. I watched as the new attendees listened rapturously with smiles on their faces to the words of Scripture. They sat there until it was time for them to go, as it had gotten dark and there was a rogue elephant at large in the forest. I felt like I was watching the work of Jesus' earliest disciples as they spread the word. I watched as four tea leaf gatherers received the word of God and knew they were among God's prized possessions. Isn't that something? In a world of people consumed with trying to be the best, the richest, the strongest, the most popular, God reminds us that he does not love anyone for being the greatest, but because he has chosen us, and we are simply to follow him and stay true to his commandments. He will love us no matter how numerous or powerful we are, or how poor and burdened we may be. Let us pray. Dear God, grant me the clarity each day to go out into the world and notice those you put in my way, to provide them evidence of your love for your treasured possessions. Let me share the gratitude I feel for the life you have given me and extend myself to others. Amen.